reading from one of my favorite books in the Bible. Of course, I must say, almost every book is a favorite book. I think I like what Dr. Webb many times has said, and I've heard other people say this very same thing. Whatever book they're in at the time is their favorite book, but this was part of my devotional reading. It's Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 1, and I will point out that I have Jason in the studio, Pastor Jason Schiffo. He's the Community Evangelical Free Pastor in Mahomet. He's with me, and we have Susie Ron on the line, so we're going to include her in a part of the program because she has an exciting event to talk about that's coming this Sunday. And so stay with us for the next 15 or 20 minutes because I think you'll be blessed and encouraged, and you're going to want to know all about what's happening this weekend. But beginning in chapter 18 of Luke, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Oh, there's going to be a lot to talk about. I know, Jason, I tried to stump you on Wednesday with that verse out of Luke, but we'll have some good conversations about this very passage because it can become a real blessing in all of our lives. And somebody who's been a blessing in my life for the last few years, I've gotten to know Susie Ron from various events that she's put on in the community to bless people, to kind of bring together Christians and Jewish people, various styles of music. She's very gifted at helping orchestrate and arrange and facilitate worship. She loves God's Word. She's passionate about following the Lord Jesus. She's very intentional on being the hands and heart and feet and the voice of Jesus in a hurting community. And so, Susie, I know you have an event coming this Sunday, and I wanted to alert our listeners because I think it's going to be a blessing to all and a blessing to our nation because you're very intentional on what you hope happens this Sunday at 5 p.m. at Meadowbrook Park in Urbana at the Garden Pavilion.
That's correct, Mark and Pastor Jason. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. On Sunday afternoon, we are going to come before the Lord in worship and in prayer, according to the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14, a passage that I believe we're all familiar with, but it contains a wonderful promise. If we will do what God says, God will do what he says. That passage is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. We know that our nation is in a terrible time of crisis. We know that our nation has problems of such a magnitude that it's well beyond any wisdom that man can fathom to correct the problems. But we have this promise from God that if we will come before him as he said, he will hear our prayers and heal our land. So that's the purpose of this event on Sunday afternoon. We want to come before the Lord in worship and in prayer, sincere prayer, bringing the body of Christ together just to cry out to the Lord in unity for his mercy and for his healing upon our land.
Tell us a little about Northwind, because they'll be facilitating and helping with the worship, right?
Right. Northwind is a band composed of musicians from different churches. We're very much non-denominational in our focus. We all just love the Lord and want to see him glorified. We also have Jewish members in the band, and it's been a wonderful opportunity to be a part of it because of the joy it brings to us to get to know each other better and to serve the Lord in this way.
Now, talk about the event itself. I know you're encouraging people to bring lawn chairs, but how is it going to work? How will the prayer be facilitated? Because you did one of these just a week ago Sunday, was it in the Tolono area?
It was in Tuscola. In the park in Tuscola, out in the open air, and we were just overjoyed by the turnout that came to pray with us. Primarily, the worship, of course, is done by North Wind, and we have prayer leaders from the community who led the prayer of repentance and prayer on behalf of the nation, on behalf of the community, and also some of the prayer was led by members of the band itself. So it was just a great time of coming together and seeking the Lord.
It's interesting, in my devotional time, and I didn't make the connection until I just looked down again, but one of the verses that I read out of Luke chapter 18, actually the first verse, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Isn't that a wonderful promise kind of for all of us, or an exhortation? Always keep praying and don't give up.
And he gives us wonderful promises, just like that. But he hears us.
So this is happening 5 p.m. at the Meadowbrook Park Garden Pavilion. Is this one of those rain or shine?
Well, we are praying for picture-perfect weather.
Okay.
And we believe that the Lord hears us.
Mm-hmm.
So just bring a lawn chair or a blanket or whatever you have that's convenient for you, and come and be with us and enter in with us as we seek the Lord.
And the Meadowbrook Park, it's in Urbana, just off of Race Street.
It's
5 p.m. this Sunday night. And what I had announced a few times over the air, this event. And so I'm recommending that people go to the empty tomb between the 2 and 5 o'clock. They get their hot dog. They get some cupcakes. They get that all in their system. And then it's great. They can come over to the Meadowbrook Park and then have an evening of additional worship and just the celebratory time when the body of believers gets together and then spends time praying for our nation.
That's a great idea. We certainly look forward to having everyone come who would like to be a part of this. I think you'll be blessed, and I know that the Lord will be.
Yeah, and I would like to talk about this verse for a minute, because I think it's a fascinating verse, and I love what you're doing. I just want you to know that I love that you're gathering people together in the park here, and we're going to get people out, number one, because it's visible, and I think people need to see people praying. People need to see people interceding. But this passage is fascinating. It really is fascinating, and it's a passage that we use at the church as leadership. It's a passage we pray over our meetings, because I think as leaders, we need to do this. But he says, if my people who are called by my name.
Oh, so we're back to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're out of Luke for the moment. But he says, if my people who are called by my name. And I think that right there we find the first problem. Because if we really do a self-inventory, you know, we want to be our own man. We want to have our own name. We want to make the name of this thing great. And the orientation of the heart always has to be, whatever we do, do it as though you're working for the Lord. Whatever you do, do it so that you're making the name of God great. Because all that you have and all that you do is because of the Lord. Everything that, you know, I think, where is it at? It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't find it. In Deuteronomy where it says, and do not say that you have done this by the work of your own hands. And do not say that you've done this or that or this. And yet I think that in terms of our, and I don't want to just pick on America, because I think this is a global problem, is that we want to make our nations great or our countries great, and we forget who it is who's ultimately made it great, whose name has made all of this possible. I mean, everything. I mean, it says in Psalm 24:1, the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. Not to anybody else. So his name is stamped on everything. His fingerprints are all over every. I read an analogy one time, and it said, everything that the potter makes, he leaves subtle fingerprints, subtle traces of his fingerprints. And God's fingerprints are all over us. And therefore, we're called by his name, not our own name, but his name. And here I think the next part is probably the part where we have the most trouble, where it says, will humble themselves. And I don't think we know what true humility is. And I think that maybe it's kind of funny. Somebody said one time, they said, well, if I find true humility and I tell you about it, then I don't have it anymore.
I've lost it.
Yeah, I've lost it. But I think that we don't know how to humble ourselves. You know, but in James chapter, what is it, chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8, it says, you know, submit then to God, and the enemy will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. And we need to submit in humility to God, and the enemy will leave us. The enemy will go away, because we're in the presence of the Lord, and we'll draw near to God, and God will draw near to us. And what a beautiful picture that is. But I think that we find that humility by praying. I think that the piece of Scripture is almost... He says you'll need to humble yourselves. And right away, people would stop and go like, well, how do I do that? What do you mean? And then right away, pray and seek my face. And prayer is all about humility, because prayer means I don't have the answer. Prayer means I have to ask God for the answer, because I don't have it. And if it's left up to me, I probably will find some answer, but it's probably not a really good answer. It'd probably be actually a pretty horrible answer.
And the fact when we pray, we literally are surrendering. Okay, Lord, it is beyond me. I'm not equipped to handle this situation. I need your help. I mean, we literally are, and many times the posture of prayer, too, we're maybe on our knees or we're crying out or we bow our head or we raise our hands up and we're seeking after him because we want, he's our higher authority.
Yeah, somebody asked me a few weeks ago, they said, because I was doing a series on prayer, and they go, what is the proper posture of prayer? Because I grew up Catholic, and we got on the kneelers, and we did it. What's the proper posture of prayer?
And were they saying biblically?
Well, like they just said, what is the proper posture of prayer? You know, Noah was prostrate. When I was Catholic, I was on the kneelers. Here in this church, I've seen some people with their hands up in the air. I mean, what's the right posture? And it was funny, because I didn't really intend to say it, but I said, I don't know, tell me about your heart. You know, what's the posture of your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the real posture of prayer. It's not where you stand, how you stand, when you stand. It's not if you've got your arms in the air, if you're laying on the ground, if you're prostrate, if you're on the kneelers. It's not if you've got your eyes open or your eyes closed. It's where is your heart at? Because that's the next part of this. God says, if you'll seek my face. And right away, I think about that great prayer of Aaron where it says, the Lord bless you and keep you, and he make his face shine upon you, and he lifts you up. He lifts you up and he turns you towards him, and he gives you peace. You know what? When I read the prayer of Aaron, you know what that tells me? That the person that God lifted up didn't have their face turned towards God. And that's why they didn't have peace. But the promise of God is that I made my face shine upon you. I have come here to you. We just talked about, Mark and I talked about earlier in the week, that the kingdom of God is here now. It is present. Jesus says it is in you. And some of us think it's somewhere else because we've turned our way from God. And we need in humility to begin with prayer. Begin asking the question we don't even have the answer to. And then seeking God's face. Because we're not turned towards him.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the seeking his face, that's like intimacy. That's that closeness. Yeah. That's approaching him. And there's kind of two things going on. Not only are we supposed to be seeking him, but the fact that he's approachable because of his character, because he's a loving God, because he cares, because he allows us to enter into that relationship, which is unbelievable, but that's the sovereign, loving, almighty, just, good, gracious God we serve.
Yeah, he says, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And I love that 2 Chronicles uses the word turn here, because this is, I got it circled here in my Bible. I've circled the turns in my Old Testament because they need to be in the New Testament there, because it is that word for repentance, the Jewish word, teshuvah, which means to literally pick yourself up and turn another direction. I think in modern Christianity and in some of our modern evangelical circles, we have the idea of repentance wrong. We think repentance is, I'm sorry. We think like, oh, I'm sorry. And half the time we truly are sorry. And the other half of the time we're sorry we got caught.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we've lost the idea of what true repentance is. Because I finished a book a number of years ago on repentance written by, I don't know if it was written by Heschel or who it was written by, but a preeminent Jewish author. And he says, repentance is literally picking yourself up and changing direction. Changing the whole direction of your life. Not just I'm saying sorry and then continuing onward, but picking your whole self up. You know, when you repent of looking at something on your computer, it's not that you don't go to that place on the computer anymore. It's that what movie was that, Fireproof, where there's that scene where the guy goes outside and he throws the computer in the garbage. And I saw that, that is teshuva. That he's going to change the whole direction of his life because he has chosen to stop and pick himself up and go a new way. And that's what I think God is saying here to this nation. And I think he's saying this universally to us, too, that we need to pick ourselves up and go a new direction because the way we're going is not the right way.
You're absolutely right.
And he says, and then I will hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And the part you didn't say, which I just like, I'm like, oh, and now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. God gives us like this command in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And then in 15, he goes, now I'm going to be paying attention, and I'm going to be listening, and I'm going to be waiting. And I go, wow. Not only has he given us a direction that we can go, but God now says, I could be doing anything right now. I mean, literally anything. I mean, I could be stopping tidal waves. I mean, I could be doing anything. But I'm going to stop and I'm going to listen and wait for the prayers that you're going to offer me. I mean, the God of all things is going to stop and listen for the prayers in these places. I mean, that's amazing to me. And not only is he going to listen, but it says he's going to be attentive. And that's powerful. And once again, Susie, I love what you're doing. I guess I just want to say that maybe people should just go out to Meadowbrook Park for the simple fact that God is going to be watching and he's going to be attentive. And he's going to be looking at the prayers that are going to be offered in that place. And holy moly, don't I want to be there? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about this on air so that people will have the opportunity to come and to join in.
Hey, Susie, realizing that some people might have just tuned in or only caught a portion of the program and they didn't hear the front end, tell us what's happening again this Sunday at 5 p.m.
I'd be glad to. It's a program of worship and prayer and repentance to the Lord on behalf of our nation, and to ask him for his hand to turn us back in the direction of godliness.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock, Meadowbrook Park, the Garden Pavilion, and that is off Winter Road, south on Race Street.
That's in Urbana, Illinois.
In Urbana. Mm-hmm.
Northwind will be providing worship, and it'll be facilitated by you and others. And at some point, people will be leading out with maybe topical or certain times of prayer or certain specifics.
Correct. It's entirely non-denominational. It's really just a grassroots effort of Christians who wanted to get out of their four walls and come and pray to the Lord openly.
And I'm going to add one more thing, because Susie, you got me all. I got to get a seatbelt now for my chair here because I'm fired up. but he said, but let's go on. Let's go on here. He says in verse 16, after he says that he's going to be attentive and he's going to look for the prayers that are offered in this place, and he goes, and I have chosen and consecrated this temple. And right away, I think about what the Holy Spirit speaking to the Apostle Paul says, don't you know that you then are a temple and the Holy Spirit resides in you? And he says here, so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. And what a... what a great encouragement to those of us who are following Jesus, that we're a temple, that in resides the Holy Spirit, and that God's name is there forever and ever and ever. And by the way, I think that when God says forever, it's not like when we go, I love you forever. I mean, I think when God says forever, it's like forever. I mean, it's like we don't know how long that is. I mean, that's forever. It's like somebody said to me one day, they go, how long's eternity? And I go, well, I don't know. I mean, eternity. I mean, seriously, the clock stops. But his name will be there forever. And not only will his name be there forever, but his eyes and his heart will always be there.
And the fact that he, Almighty Sovereign God, is attentive, is listening, is waiting, is expectant, because he desires that we pray to him, that we humble ourselves, and that we draw on his strength, his power, his authority.
If that doesn't get you excited, I mean, that the God of the universe is going to be attentive. I tell people all the time, you know, sometimes folks will come up after a church service or something, and they'll go, oh, it's a great message, but, and I'll go, but, do you realize that the Word of God was just opened and, like, the Holy Spirit just spoke through me? And do you realize what just happened? I mean, let's minimize me and maximize what really just happened in this moment. And the same thing here is that when you guys, I mean, based on the promises of God, Susie, that when you guys are going to gather in Meadowbrook Park, that God's eyes and his ears are going to be there, that he's going to be attentive to that place, that he's going to be looking at a mass gathering of all these temples that his name is upon, that his Holy Spirit resides in, and that these are people, he's going to look down, he's going to go, I love them forever, and I love them forever, and them forever, and my eyes and my heart are totally on all of these people. And if that doesn't make you want to go to Meadowbrook Park, I don't know what does.
Hey, Susie, I know you were already supercharged to do it, but I think this might have been like a little jump start, huh?
Absolutely. It's awesome.
I know I mentioned I'd only have you on for a minute or two, but I'm glad you got to be with us throughout this whole program. Because
yes, I appreciate it very much.
In our closing, like, minute and a half, you've seen God answer prayer in your own life, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And, Susie, would you do us a favor? Just because I just really feel like God said, hey, Jason, will you not only close us, but will you close our listeners in prayer right now?
I will.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to even come to you as your children. God, you are so awesome, and you love us with such a great love. We want to be your servants in such a way that we can draw others to you. We want to not lose the great gift that this land is to us, that the freedom of this nation is to us. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you, just as your word says, to cry out to you and know that we know that we know that you hear us because you love us and send us the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Reading again from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Come out, everyone, this Sunday. Meadowbrook Park in Urbana, just off of Race Street, the Garden Pavilions, 5 p.m. There'll be a time of worship and prayer. If you need more information, you can call Susie at 217-402-5004, 217-402-5004. Hey, thanks, Susie, for letting us know about this.
Thanks again.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.